Hi, welcome to Dealing with Interview Nerves. My name's Jen Waller, and over the next 40 plus minutes, I'll take you through various tips, techniques, and exercises that are specially designed to take nerves out of the equation, both before and during interviews. American President Franklin D. Roosevelt said that it is common sense to take a method and try it. If it fails, admit it frankly and try another. But, above all, try something. You're listening to this for a reason, and I'm going to presume you want to make a positive difference to you, and to try something different. I invite you to play with the material on here and make it yours. If, while you're listening, you want to pause and spend a bit longer on any of this programme, feel free. Just pause the track and come back to the next bit when you're ready. I'll still be here. Now, you are the expert on you. My job is to be the expert on finding the ways that will make the difference for you. All the content you're about to listen to works, and you'll find that you'll prefer some parts more than others. Some of what you're about to hear will ask you to imagine things and to play with that. Other parts are questions, and you'll also find things that you can do physically. Remember, the purpose of dealing with interview nerves is to provide you with ways that work to, well, deal with your interview nerves. It's not a test to see who can complete each and every part the best. These techniques work, but only if you use them. So use the ones that work the best for you and make the difference. I've seen firsthand when I was involved in recruitment within business the impact nerves can have upon a job interview. Some interviewers are better than others at putting people at their ease. Some may even deliberately try and place extra pressure on a candidate. Use the information that you're about to discover to take control of how you feel. Don't leave it up to the skill and the mood of your interviewer.